The book of Jesus, our Lord, this afternoon. Joshua. The book of Jesus. There had been a time in their lives when these people, and this is how it's brought out for us in the type, when these people had allowed to remain alive those that should have been destroyed. You know what the test was? Shibboleth and Gibboleth and the old cast clouts and all this stale bread that they brought to deceive these people and say, we've come from a long journey, when all they were the Gibeonites, and they lived just adjacent there. So they allowed they were allowed to live, but they were supposed to be had in subjection. They became hewers of wood and drawers of water. Alright, now Paul says, I'm to keep myself, my body, in subjection. This is the human. Here's your picture. Here they are, these Gibeonites. In the 10th chapter of Joshua, we're told that, let's read it just a little to get into the whole feeling and truth of the chapter. Adoni Zedek, king of Jerusalem, this was before it became David's Jerusalem, he heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them. When they heard that, of course, that they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, one of the cities of the kingdom, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adoni Zedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhia, king of Lachish, and unto Debir, king of Eglon, saying, come up unto me, and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it hath made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. You see the truth here? That when the old man is dead, then we can come onto terms of peace with these things that are to be subservient as sewers of wood and drawers of water, and the natural is to serve the spiritual. Here then is the tremendous truth. And now notice where the attack comes on the natural. Here they all come, they say, now we'll attack that which is in subservience. Now notice how the devil comes. Notice what the thing is. They all come, these five. And they seem so plausible, because Adoni Zedek means, I don't know whether your margin gives it, do you know what it means? It means Lord of Righteousness. Now then. Oh, you can smell the brimstone, can't you? Or you can hear the slither of the serpent, can't you? Here he comes. Yeah. Gets these others say, we are four square now. And five of them together, they think it's grace, for five is the number of grace. Here it comes. Pressure on the natural. Amen. That which should know the power of the cross in it. Well, the story is a tremendous one. You know that they encamped before Gibeon. And they were going to just about destroy it. I mean, they strip out the message to Jesus. Joshua, is this right? They send a message to Joshua. And he's down at Rolling, where God rolls off the reproach of Egypt. That's right, he's at Gilgal, the place of circumcision.
Hallelujah.
And we were circumcised with the circumcision of Christ by the cross. So he's at the cross. They send to Jesus on the cross, at the cross. All right? I'm going so quickly, I'll just spend an hour with you on this, but let's get the line of the truth. And Joshua comes up all night long, all through the darkness, through the long, dark night. He comes up, and let's read the story, shall we? It's better told in the Bible than I can tell it. Verse 7, Joshua ascended from the cross. There it is, the Gilgal, where the great, I'm using the figures now. He ascends from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, I've delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly, went up from Gilgal all night, and the Lord discomfited them before Israel, slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, chased them along the way of going up to Beth-horon. See, God chasing people. Hallelujah. This is the way to put them to flight. Praise God. This is tremendous. Smote them to Azekah and unto Makeda. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Beth-horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them, unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. And then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, son, stand thou still upon Gibeon. Let it be high noonday over Gibeon, glory. Let's have the full light and love and power and glory of God here. And thou moon, in the valley of Ajalon, the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, and the people had, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? That's one of the lost books of the Bible. So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that, before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Have you ever had that day in your life? A day that you say, never been a day like that. The greatest day of my life. Ever had it? Never been a day like that. Praise God. What a day it was. I tell you, you'll have a great day when you discover what God's saying here. Let's hear it. Listen. Joshua returned, all Israel with him, unto the camp of Gilgal. And these five kings fled, hid themselves in a cave at Makeda. And it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings are found hid in a cave at Makeda. And Joshua said, roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave. Now see the linkage with the crossing of Jordan. Stones. Here's the next natural link. Amen. Stones to mark the death of the old man. Stones to show you the way of death for the natural man. We're on the key. Here it is. What mean these stones in that cave? Spurious grace is hidden. That's right. There are attacks along the line of the natural. In that cave, there are these things hidden away. False righteousness and so on. It was told Joshua, the five kings are found hid in a cave. He said, roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave. Set men Buy it for to keep them. Stay ye not, pursue after your enemies, and go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And you know what the Lord did. Eh? All right, verse 22. Then said Joshua, after coming back, open the mouth of the cave, bring out those five kings unto me out of the cave. That's right. And they did so, and brought forth those five kings unto him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought out those five kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said unto the captains of the men of war, which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near, and they put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed, be strong and of good courage. Well, that's what was said to Joshua. He's saying the same things to them now. Same thing said to Jesus, he's saying to everybody. Here it is, fear not, be of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies with whom ye fight. And afterwards Joshua smote them, slew them, hanged them on five trees. And we're back at the cross. On the tree. Hallelujah. Here's your revelation, beloved. Here is what God will do with you. The trees multiplied to five now, that you might know the sheerest possible power of grace. Not only that your old man was crucified with Christ, but your natural man. Put your foot on his neck. That's right. Keep the... Oh, that's right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You keep your foot on the neck of the I myself and crucified with Christ, you'll not have any trouble with your old man. Belongs to the cross. It's the cross that's the power of God unto salvation. It's the cross that means uttermost liberty to me. It's the cross that keeps the death of the old man constant in me as a natural man. It's the cross that has dealt with my sin and my power to sin. And my potential to sin, and my perversion to sin, and anything, it's dealt with it all. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Crucified. I, Lord, and I know it, I'm crucified with thee. You young men, and you young women, that find your potential in the natural still strong. Listen. It's dealt with. You older ones too, for that matter. You may not have the same potential, but you have great powers to seek other things. You keep it there. Not only the old man is dead, glory be to God, but I personally, Lord, as I live in the everyday, as I live in a world that lures me on to self-expression, if not sin, that calls forth for development of self and of your natural powers and train your abilities, will give you thousands a year to do it, you young people. No good to God. You understand? Crucified. Crucified with Christ. See the shame. The noble can't stand this. The wise can't stand this. After the flesh, they can't stand this. Hallelujah. Only the Arnotts can have this. Only the Arnotts. Amen. That's right. Friend, you've got to become an Arnot. You've got to become an I am not. I am crucified with Christ. Where's Christ? Oh, he's not. He's dead. See? It's all there. It's all on the cross. He did it all on the cross. He's not. He's dead. Put his body in the grave. God finished. He's not. Then he called that which was not. And he came out of the grave. And they said, it's not Jesus. Yes, it's me. I live no longer the I you used to know. But I'm the same I you used to know. Oh, how can you explain on this one? There it is. It's the cross that's the power of God. You see, you're calling. You're called to the cross. You're called by the cross. You're called by what God did there. Oh, don't you see it? And if your baptism in the Spirit didn't bring you here, it's let you down. I stand before you and I deny utterly that the power, that the baptism of the Spirit is just power for service. I deny it to you utterly. You can't have any power to serve God until you are baptism of the Spirit, baptized with it, but that's not its prime purpose. They all had power to do the things that we're claiming are Pentecostal before they were baptized in the Spirit. They healed the sick, they raised the dead, didn't they? They cleansed the leper. Yeah, they worked side by side, co-workers together with Jesus Christ. Hey, all the texts you love, they're all there. Before Calvary, before Pentecost. Then what did the baptism in the Spirit do for them? You answer that question. Because that's what it did for me. And you don't know really until you're part of it. Now, I've been growing in this. You may ask my wife and my daughter, she's gone out, but people that know me, I've had to keep growing in this. As I tell you, I had a good wife. She's told me I'm thick at times and all sorts of things. I am. Mind you, she's very loving, and she said it very sweetly. It was very right. But if I'm sick, what are you? I mean that. We've got to learn to live and walk as God did it and educate us. I'm crucified with thee, Lord Jesus. Yes. And if you're the living crucified, you're like him, because that's what he is. He's the living crucified one. Nevertheless, I live. And you know where he lives, don't you? Living crucified is the life of the Lamb in the throne. Christ lives in me. On this earth. Oh, I think it's wonderful, this revelation. I think it's wonderful, the salvation. I've got stuff I could go on all night. This is what God wants. We're in the truth of eternity, brother. We're in that which was in God's heart before the fall. And we'll be there with him.
by this truth and revelation after the last remnants and vestiges of the fall have been burned up. And we're living with him there in this eternal life of God. Amen. Praise God. Let me ask you, brother, sister, where are you in all this? Where are you? That's the important thing. Can you stand straight up now, albeit tremblingly, and albeit in an utterance of faith for the first time in the sight and vision of the Spirit, and say, brother, I'm crucified with Christ. But I live. God's achieved his miracle in me. He's carried it through now to the natural man. Came through the inner spiritual man. He's dealt with the old man. And now he's really got to it all. Me, me, I. This was the thing that made the Lord Jesus weep. This was the thing that made the Lord Jesus groan to take the cup. Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. No longer I, but thee, Father, have I really got to take that satanic nature? Have I got to be made like that seed of Satan? Have I got to be made like that one who hates your Father, who hates you? Yes. That proud eye, it reminded him of the original rebellion there, long before earth was, when that created being stood up and dared to claim that he was God. So he has everybody shouting, away with him! Away with him! Would God you cried like that for the destruction of yourself? Utterly. Amen. Come on. Let's get right in here, shall we? It may be that some of you I've talked a familiar truth. I trust I haven't wearied you. But if you, beloved, know your need, here is the way. Walk ye in it. Come right through now. You believe and open up yourself to the Lord. The Holy Ghost will take possession of you for what God wants. In your life, that's what he's come for. He'll do it. Beloved, what a blessed relief and release for you tonight. What a wonder to know. What a glory to clasp to your bosom. What a thing to fill and ravish your imagination. The realer for it being there, that your heart shall be drawn to it again and again and again, as Paul's was. He couldn't get away from that blessed cross. He didn't want to. It was done. If I gave you an invitation tonight, seeing that we have a clear space, I haven't done anything of it much. I said, you really feel you want to really move into this and make this great call on God? You come and kneel here. Would you come? I'm crucified. What's going to stop the power of the Spirit flowing there? What's going to stop God coming through to men then, and not self? Hallelujah. When Jesus hung on that cross and died, the Holy Ghost could come through him. Hallelujah. In a new baptismal flooding way. Amen. That's how it happened. Hallelujah. The baptism of the Spirit had to be delayed until after Calvary.